going on, everybody? It's your boy Zach again.
It's Josh, and today's episode is brought to you by The Gallery. Based out of New York, The Gallery is a curated collection of photographs from around the world. It's the middle of September almost. We're still unable to go anywhere. This is a great way to bring a piece of the world to you. All prints are made from 100% recycled aluminum, giving your wall that gallery finish. Right now, The Gallery is offering our listeners 15% off of their purchase by using the code 15OFF. That's 15, capital O, capital F, capital F. Go to thegallery.com. That's thegallry.com to make sure your wall is never boring again.
And also, what's going on, dude? Also, just want to remind everybody, H Hour Apparel, head over to their website. That's H Hour, so HHOUR.com. Check out some of their stuff. We've been displaying some all over the social media.
Remix.
Ouch, Hour. And all you guys have to do, head to their website, JoshM20, JOSHM20. Get yourself 20% off. You got 15 off at Gallery, 20% off at Age Hour. What more do you fucking need?
What the fuck? It's getting perfect. Well, at least in the Midwest. We're getting to some fall temps. Get some of those hoodies.
Dude,
those campfire hoodies.
God.
I'm going to have to snag one of those up.
It's been the other day, just yesterday, it was, in my opinion, the perfect day. It was 76 degrees, sunny with a cool breeze blowing through the air. Oh.
That's not so bad. We also had the perfect day, in my opinion, here yesterday.
Did you really?
It was 66 degrees. Overcast and breezy.
See, I don't mind that either, though. I really don't, because even when it's, because the sun does add a little bit of that heat to it, but I'll take some overcast, though, as long as it's not just like that, as long as it's cooler, like you were saying. If it's that overcast and hot, it's just humid and just ugh.
Oh yeah, no, it's finally cooled down. It's been so fucking humid here.
Oh my god,
drives me crazy. I hate it.
It's all right, really.
Well,
quick.
It's been a little bit, so I'm gonna here. I wanted to save this before when we recorded.
Yeah.
Just I figured it'd make you feel good, and then it'll be recorded, so you can always listen to it. Thanks for hanging in there with me, dude. Last week was a crazy week. We're a week behind.
Fucker.
I had my week of second shifts. It's just hard to record for us, and. Had a pretty hectic weekend too.
I'm gonna throw it out there. Second shift's the worst shift.
I actually enjoy second shift.
What
I mean, aside
the
from
fuck
not being
is
able
wrong
to
with you?
Record. I don't like waking up in the morning. We talked about this.
I guess, but like, how do you get stuff done? You don't.
What do you mean? I wake up and I do stuff.
What do you do?
What do I need to do?
Well, okay, like for example, if you like either go get food or go get groceries or just kind of like just. General stuff throughout the day, I guess. I don't know. Like, I always felt like with first hour, you get up in the morning, you get done by like 3 o'clock, and you're like, all right, I got like the rest of my day. I can go home, watch some TV, like just hang out, have some dinner, whatever, call some friends up. No, and then like with second hour, though, you start at what, 1 o'clock, 1:30?
I start at 1 o'clock, yeah.
So, by what time do you wake up?
Between 7 and 8:30, given the day.
Yeah, so by the time you kind of like, you have to then get ready for work at some point to get ready to leave. So that really only gives you like a few hours to kind of go do stuff. But like, I don't know, like to me, I don't feel like going to like run errands at 10:30 in the morning on a weekday.
No, I don't either. But I mean, I don't really have that much to do. So it's really been minimally impactful.
I always, because then you get home at what? 10:30, 11?
About 10 o'clock, 10:15.
So then you kind of have to, I don't know. I've personally just hated it. I worked at once when I was at Rush. My boss had to switch me for just 1 week, and I just hated it. I hated it so much because it just felt like I was working all the time. Like, I come home, oh, time to go to sleep, wake up, oh, only got a couple hours, I got to go to work.
It does feel like you're at work for longer.
Yeah.
When you're not, but it does feel like it.
Yeah, because you technically get in at like the halfway point almost if you were working first shift, maybe a little bit afterwards, but still almost like kind of halfway. But then you still have a full fucking 6 hours by the time you're like, all right, time to go. Oh, never mind.
All the exciting a lot of the exciting traumas happen though at night, so.
Oh, well, all right, psychopath. Just kidding.
Someone's got to do it. Speaking of putting the work in.
What's that?
Nate Schmidt. He's got to put some work in tonight.
Dude, you know what? That whole fucking team does, man. All right, boys. This is our quick Golden Knights talk hour. Here we go. Really quick. Our boys are in the Western Conference Final right now, taking on the former Minnesota North Stars.
Nice.
Thanks. I got my jersey on right now. I got Chance and Marc-Andre Funko Pops chilling right next to me. Like, dude, I don't know what more I can do. We haven't scored a legitimate goal on a goalie in like 3 games.
Honestly, though, I'm not surprised that we lost game one. I'm not upset about it. The Knights played Saturday night in a game seven, a tough game seven, and the Stars played Friday mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
And it showed that they were more fresh. So now I think a little bit of a wake-up call, got some adjustments. I mean, we only lost the game 1-0, so it's not like we didn't even get, like, you know, we didn't even get speed-bagged. So right. I think it's going to happen. I think Schmitty's going to step up after he hears this podcast.
I think so, too.
In the future. And
yeah, I was going to say, he's playing tonight.
Yeah, you know.
Eh, you know.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Ain't nothing to it but to HQ it. No, but it's like, if you look back at that game seven, dude, Thatcher Demko, the goalie for Vancouver, oh my god, what a fucking stretch he went on.
That was redonkulous.
Dude, that kid just like, you know, he's a rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
no, I know, because they wouldn't shut up about it.
Well, I mean, with the stretch he was on, I mean, I feel like they couldn't emphasize enough that he was a rookie. Like, hey, everyone, just making sure you know this kid is a rookie.
We know.
In the playoffs.
Did you know that James Jones got cut by the Raiders? Yeah, that same kind of thing. I got it. I don't care.
Oh, okay. And the one goal. No, I actually didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks to suck. If you get cut from the Raiders.
Remember, he got cut by the Raiders, then re-signed with Green Bay, and then he caught a couple touchdown passes, and everyone wanted to talk about that. Yeah. He was cut by the Raiders a week ago. Now he's catching touchdowns from Aaron. Shut up.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, he wore a hoodie.
Sweatshirt under his.
I know. I just thought it was funny. I never thought it was cool. I just thought it was funny.
What a fucking dork.
I know. I mean, again, as long as he was catching passes, I could give a shit. Like. That's the thing.
I agree with that.
If you have like the long dreads or if you have this or that, I don't give a shit. If you're good, fine. If you suck, you look like a clown.
it only takes getting pulled down by your hair once to make you want to cut it.
Exactly. Anyway, reversing back to the Knights. Go Knights tonight. We need a bounce back, I think, to get it back to 1-1. Nate Schmidt, future calling to you right now. I think he's going to get one. I think he's going to get one. Top
dude,
horn.
He has been rifling them from the top of the fucking
dude,
zone, dude.
He's had so many scoring chances too.
He had like 3-1 tees last game.
I think the lack of them not scoring has them been like, oh, all right. Like it's kind of got them like overzealous. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think all it takes is just one good banger, and I think with Reeves back in the lineup tonight,
that's yes, exactly.
Get the enforcer back in.
We needed that. Missed that because. Definitely would have helped on, what day is it? Tuesday? On Sunday.
Sunday, yep. All right. So. Let's go Knights. I think they're going to get it tonight. Moving on here quickly, let's stick to the sport-esque theme with Summer Meltdown Madness update.
Summer Madness.
We have hit the Elite Eight, Josh.
Uh-oh.
The Elite Eight. The first matchup's already underway, believe it or not. We currently have... Mario Kart 64 against Batman Arkham City, which, believe it or not, is actually a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, I can...
A lot of big Batman fans out there. I really thought Mario Kart was going to like pull away just based on their previous matchups, and it's... Batman's hanging tough.
Hanging tough.
Nice.
With a little...
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block for you.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Thanks, man.
All right, next matchup that will be starting tomorrow: Super Smash Bros. 64 and Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I think Grand Theft's going to pull that one out. I have a hunch. Mortal Kombat and the sleeper of the tournament, 007. The true Cinderella story. 007. Let's see. Started off beating Elder Scrolls Oblivion. Then took down Red Dead Redemption. Then took down The Last of Us.
I'm not surprised by this, though. A lot of people love GoldenEye.
It's their bread and butter. But that's the craziest part is looking at when we watch the when I'm watching these people vote, it's interesting to watch what people take as being the best of all time, because again, this is all based on your personal preference. So I what the only thing that I can take from this is just the nostalgia factor. Like, obviously, again,
well, yeah, picking up GoldenEye, I don't care what anybody says, you can say it till you're blue in the goddamn face, it's not a good game now.
Oh, of course.
That game is like fucking broken. It's like walking on one leg on fucking marbles.
Right.
Like, it's okay that you're like, oh, this was fun when I was a kid. Yeah, that's fine. But mechanically, it's a train wreck.
Right.
Like,
and again,
don't tell me it's fun to play today because it isn't.
Well, right. And I think people are looking at that game going, oh, well, there's obviously the corner aspect of the cornerstone that it was the first like big multiplayer game you could play against somebody. Like, you go home and it's the split screen. And then, of course, it was like very big for the first person shooter genre. And of course, to tackle something that's as big as 007. I mean, yeah, I think it all kind of speaks for itself. So again, that's if that's what people feel as being the best of all time, then so be it. That's what they...
So be it. That's
what it is. And really quick, the last matchup will be Super Mario 64 versus Breath of the Wild, which I am excited to see that.
That's a good one. That's a good matchup right there.
That's going to be really good.
Nintendo powerhouses.
Dude,
leading in the Elite Eight.
Five of the final eight are all Nintendo games.
Yeah, that's true.
That's nuts. Their consoles can't sell for shit, but apparently their games are awesome.
Well, not anymore. That's the thing.
Well, this, yeah.
All these games are old.
Right.
Except for Breath of the Wild, obviously.
Yeah.
I got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, go ahead, dude, because I got a long complaint list, so whatever you got, let's get it out of the way.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I was going to keep this episode reasonably timed.
Nope.
So I guess I'll go fast.
Yep.
My pre-order came through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Have you been playing it yet?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, Jesus, your fucking attitude, your tone was completely out. And like, yeah, I got it. And I'm like, oh, I guess you're not too happy with it. It's awesome. What the fuck?
Yeah, so Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remastered. Mm-hmm. I've been playing it. I love it. And this is up there, because I don't want to start another conversation, mm-hmm. but up there with one of the best remasters I've ever played.
Bean?
They obviously redid all the levels, which mm-hmm. is super cool. Looks fucking amazing. But then also added some new challenges to some of the levels, which is cool.
Okay.
You can now customize your own skater. Like, you obviously couldn't do that in 1 and 2, but now you can. And the customization options are pretty extensive, I would say.
Okay.
Lot of options for boards, a lot of options for how your skater looks. So I loved that. What I've been playing a ton of, and this actually might be, I'll say, my favorite non-shooting multiplayer I've ever played.
Okay.
Is multiplayer on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Wait, there's a multiplayer, like an online component to the game?
Yeah, and it's fucking immaculate.
Wow.
Like, because there was multiplayer on the original games. It was split screen. You played with your friend, you sat next to each other. You did a trick attack, horse, or graffiti, or maybe a combo one.
Okay. Right?
But now you go through... And the way they do it is so nice, too. You go through a certain level and then hit all the game modes. So you'll be in Portland and you'll do Combo Mambo, Trick Attack, Graffiti, and then whatever the other one's called, I don't remember. But then you play them all and then go to a new level and do all those. It's so fun. It's you and like five or six other people. And here's the beauty of it, and it's going to make total sense after I say it as to why I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're competing against other people. What you do during that time impacts the other skaters in no way, shape, or form.
Really?
So there's nobody like coming up when you're trying to grind a rail and grinding over you and knocking you off. There's nobody fucking you up when you're trying to land on a quarter pipe. Like, you can see everybody,
mm-hmm.
but you could just go right through and everybody peacefully does their tricks.
Oh, it's a nice little nobody can like experience. Fuck anybody else up.
Yeah. So it's so fun. It's so fun. It's just competing, doing that stuff. Like, fucking love it. Graffiti is my jam. That's what I'm best at by far.
That's for sure.
Hmm. Yeah, dude. It is so good. And the beginning is really cool too. Like, their opening movie, because it's not animated. It's real footage.
Right.
And it goes through the original cast. And so it's just like maybe like 10-20 seconds of each skater like doing some tricks.
Sure.
So, you know, Tony Hawk, all those guys from the original, mm-hmm. and then there's a kind of a longer gap in the music, and then it's like, this was cool because, like, obviously Tony Hawk is behind the game. Mm-hmm. Now it's all like the future stars of skateboarding. So it's all these young folks that I've never heard of.
Oh, okay.
So it's like all the OGs and then all the new people, and their little intro videos. It's super interesting to watch. I watch it like 2 out of every 3 times I start the game. So
oh, dope.
Yeah, very pleased with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
So you're getting the money's worth then?
Yes,
dude. And again, this is big praise for coming from a pre-order from Josh's mouth.
Yeah. Yep.
That's saying something.
Very happy. This could have totally sunk. Tony Hawk to the bottom of the ocean.
They could have botched this so too, bad. How and they were able to basically make this game again during the day and era which we are living, where we're living in this, you know, coronavirus pandemic, where they're like, oh, it's this game getting canceled, postponed, and they were able to like deliver on such a great remaster like this.
Honestly, I love it. The only complaint I have is occasionally load times are a little long. But, I mean, once it's loaded, it's
dude, if fine, don't, so. Yeah, see, here's the thing. One of your favorite games is Elder Scrolls or Skyrim. So, I think for load time's sake, you can deal with it.
You can deal
with it. Their fucking load times are insane. Okay, you know what? Fine. If I'm going to fucking deal with it, I'm going to go on this tangent now because I've got some shit to say. And I've been meaning to say it to you, but I haven't gotten the chance to because your dick face was working second shift all last week. So, here we go. Buckle up, children.
I'm ready.
There's a commercial that I've been seeing on Hulu. It comes across.
Hands-free pizza? No.
Here's the thing. When I look. Actually, you know what? There's two commercials. I'm going to go to the second one first because it makes more sense as to you saying that. When I first saw the hands-free pizza, you know what? I look back at that now. I'm like, all right. That panders to like the lowest common denominator in our society. Somebody going, oh, look, a pizza that's in the back of my car, hands-free. This is perfect. All right, we get it. Shut the fuck up. Get out. There's a commercial now. Here's the one thing that Hulu was advertising was now they have a video you can watch from the comfort of your fucking chair or couch called...
Okay.
I think it's Staycation, where all it is, okay. is it's just walkthrough clips of like forests up in California. What's the fucking lake up there? Lake Tahoe, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe. And it's like, just enjoy the beautiful scenery, all from the comfort and safety of your couch.
But it's not dangerous to go outside.
Oh, nope, it is. According to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
In fact, that's like the one activity that's been consistently encouraged. Yes. The only thing that's been consistently encouraged throughout this whole experience is go outside, don't go in a big group, be responsible, but, you know, be outside, be safe.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I get it. What up?
God, I keep seeing them advertise this as if it's just like the next great thing to keep everybody safe, and it's like... Do you have any idea how big these fucking places are? Like, you talk about 6 fucking feet of distancing? Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, like, you would be more challenged to find people to inappropriately be distanced from.
Exactly!
And also, like, you're kind of insulting these places. Like, experience this. Like, you can't experience that from your television. I don't care what if you have 10 million K 80p ball sack pixel. Like I don't care.
The Redwood Forest up in Northern California. Yeah. You're telling me you could fucking experience what a tree trunk that a car can drive through from your own fucking couch? No, you can't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a difference between seeing on TV and looking up at the base of that tree.
Hence why a lot of people, us included, would go, I'd love to go to the Super Bowl someday, even though I think I've watched in my life now and can distinctly remember watching at least 10 to 15 Super Bowls on TV, I still want to go see one. Why? Because it's something different in person.
It's an experience. Yes. That's the thing. Like, real life experiences are invaluable in my
opinion. Oh my God.
So.
All right.
I remember.
Now the other commercial that I've been seeing.
All right.
is for progressive. All right? Fucking progressive. Okay. I'm coming at you right now, all right? Because this is stupid, and you should fire the fucking intern that gave you this idea.
Okay.
The commercial starts. It's raining outside. All right?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, well, get ready, because you're going to be laughing even fucking more. We start outside. Because you know what? Here's what I'm going to be the guy pitching this fucking idea.
Okay.
We're outside of a gym. It's raining. We pan inside to see a man not a man on a motorcycle.
Oh, I've seen this commercial. What's your problem with this commercial?
Sorry, a man motorcycle. A man motorcycle.
Yeah, like a...
Correct.
A cycle
car. Yeah, like a thing that doesn't exist except in mythological times on a fucking treadmill in the gym.
Right.
And you got Mr. Thermos behind you. By the way, if you find that someone who brings a fucking thermos to a gym, shoot them. They can't be trusted. So this...
I didn't notice that guy had a thermos.
So this Afro thermos motherfucker behind him goes, you know there's a 30-minute limit, right? And the guy, the being that is the half-man, half-motorcycle is reading a fucking book going, tell that to the rain. And the part that gets me is that there's two things. One, when they first show the man motorcycle being, the bottom of the screen, it says, do not attempt.
Are you sure?
Why am I motherfucking not attempting here?
Do not attempt to merge with a motorcycle and become a sentient combination.
What I don't understand is why didn't you just put a guy on a fucking bike like a normal human being? Because that would have been so much fucking funnier if the guy was just like, could you imagine a guy bringing his motorcycle and being like, well, it's raining outside, so I got to roll it on the treadmill. Like, that'd be funny.
I would find that much more
instead
enjoyable.
Instead of this being like, do not attempt. What am I supposed to not attempt? Shoving my second half of my body into the fucking gas tank of a running motorcycle? Sure. Thanks for the heads up, progressive.
I think the only reason they did that is because their thing was for those who were born.
Of course. But that's fucked up because, again, why not just put a guy on a fucking motorcycle like it would have been in real life?
That would have been so funny, actually, like watching somebody like hoist the motorcycle
yes!
up to the treadmill.
Thank you. And another thing, this guy and his bike are cruising on this treadmill. What's the max speed on the treadmill, typically?
10 to 12.
Yeah, this guy's going at least 30 to 40, which means he's rooting that treadmill. He is manually, with those tires, pushing that motherfucking treadmill to the limit and probably broke it.
That's just inconsiderate.
Yeah, exactly. I hate watching that fucking commercial. It is the dumbest thing on the face of this planet. Honestly,
number one,
the fucking higher up who approved of it also be fired.
Well, who would fire him?
His higher up.
Flo?
Probably. Yeah. She's probably the CEO, right?
We all know
she runs the fucking show. Like, don't kid yourself. She's done enough commercials where even if she, like, the actress herself wasn't an insurance agent, she is now.
Yeah.
Like, she's run enough to where she's like, I can fucking handle this bitch.
I don't know if you heard it on your end from my microphone. Mm. The car alarm that just went off. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, that's good. Well, what it was someone, I watched it right out my window here. Somebody was driving in, still driving, and activated their car alarm.
You know what? Not surprised.
And the amount of time it took for this individual to turn it off was staggering.
I'm telling you, man, again, any other year you would have told me this, I'd have been like, what the fuck? This year? Fine.
Like, who the have you ever turned on your car alarm while you were actively driving your car?
I didn't think that was possible, to be honest with you.
I didn't think so either, because the car was
exactly.
running.
Like, I feel like if the car was physically running, I don't know. I didn't think that was humanly possible.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh God! Yeah, now I have a migraine. I'm just kidding. I don't. But if I did get them, this would be a perfect time to probably get one. I just The level of stupidity that I'm seeing. And that's the thing. Now with everything going on, like even the simplest of the commercials are getting fucking dragged down.
Well, yeah. Like what I'm getting sick of with commercials is like the clear attempt to capitalize on the misfortune of the situation. Right. Like I'm just getting so sick of every commercial. It doesn't matter what it is, like Domino's, Progressive, name it. It's like, you know, during these uncertain times, you don't know what's going to happen with you.
Laugh at that, but it's just like, it's the same for...
But Budweiser's here to make sure you can still rock out at home. Like, enough. We know we're all going through COVID, okay? Like, stop. Like, I don't... It's annoying. It's just, it feels forced, and it's annoying.
Well, because it's every company trying to one-up the next one to be like, but we're more sorry and sympathetic. But yeah. We're more sorry. No, we are.
It's just like, oh, shut up. It's things that they wouldn't be doing if it wasn't
exactly
happening. That's the thing that bothers me with most things, actually, from corporate, you know, from a corporate standpoint, is you're not doing it because you are a humanitarian organization. Correct. You don't have to lie about who you are. Be what you are, like Taco Bell. We serve grade B meat. It's not a secret.
Fucking,
you know what
you're getting. You go to Taco Bell. That's it. Dude, that was the other thing. I went through the Taco Bell drive-thru the other day. The person in front of me had their food handed to them in a bucket again, which I was like, well, here we go. Mm-hmm. My food? Nope. Handed right to me. So I was like, thanks for handing me the Rona.
You could have videotaped them and then...
I'd have been like, oh, look at this motherfucker handing me dirty-ass food. Dirtier food, I should say, because it was already dirty. Because it's Taco Bell. It's gonna rip my insides from the inside out.
He's not wrong.
But I'm gonna enjoy it while I'm eating it. But it's gonna kill me later.
Oh man. Also not wrong.
Oh god. All right. Well, you've been playing Tony Hawk. What have I been playing? Oh, I told you I got a Sony soundbar yesterday at Pretty Good Buy.
Yeah. So, do you have a Sony Bravia TV?
I don't. I have in my room right now. I have Insignia. It was just like when I first got down here, it was just like a cheap buy I found. I was like, oh, flat screen, pretty good price and everything. But now that I have the soundbar with my PlayStation, it's just a matter of time to wait till Black Friday for everything to go on sale, and I'm probably going to go get one.
Well, that's the thing. Once you get the Bravia TV, and then with PlayStation 5, because I read this a while ago, it's going to be like Bravia compatible, so like everything will be synced together.
Oh my god!
So that'll be nice,
dude. Oh, that's going to be fucking awesome because this, this soundbar has already changed how every game sounds to me when I'm playing it. So I can only imagine. Once that PS5 comes out, only thing is, once the PS5 does come out, and I actually do get it, I need to find a fucking place to put it because it's a big mother. It stands super tall, and I don't have any like shelving nearby that I can do that.
So, is it confirmed that it doesn't lay horizontal?
I don't think it's confirmed, but the thing is that the way they keep displaying it is, I'm just gonna assume that it's straight up and down.
True, but they did that for PS3 and PS2.
Did they really? Well, the only thing is like with the PS5 is they have like that base you can like that it stands on.
Yeah, and that could be an accessory.
I guess, yeah, actual. Because at least like with the PS3 and PS2, they showed it to you like, oh, look, you can stand it up and stuff. And it's like, all right, well, at least you can do it because it's got like that the surface area to do that on the sides. But like with the PS5, how it keeps showing that base plate, I'm thinking like, oh well, is that detachable or is that like legit how it's gonna be?
And the sides don't look flat, they look curved.
And yet we still don't know the price.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
There was a clip I saw, a video somebody posted where PS1, 2, 3, and 4 all launch dates and pricing were confirmed. Pricing was confirmed 4 months out from launch date of all four consoles, like 4 to 5 months. We are now 2 months away from PS5, still no price.
Nah, I mean, I'm not reading too much.
I mean, Xbox came out with their pricing, which I think for the smaller one they have is like $299, and then the bigger one was $499. I forgot like which
I'm model. Thinking the digital only version of the PS5 will be $399 and the version with the optical drive will be $499. That's what my prediction is. Locking it in.
Okay. I'll just say $399 or $599.
That's a big jump.
I mean, Xbox went from $299 to $499, so I'm gonna guess $399, $599. And they're gonna play it off like it's like, well, it's $100, but it's gonna be worth it. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
That's prediction. Speaking of PS5, actually, I saw a thing that was saying the DualSense for the PS5. Sony is in the works that at some point, now obviously not at launch, but at some point, the DualSense will be able to basically log you into your account and turn on your PS5 by your touch.
Oh, like a fingerprint recognition?
I think that's pretty dope. Like, to basically have, like, you pick up the controller and put your finger, like, your finger on, like, a touchpad or something, and it'll be like, oh, Josh, welcome. And it'll be like, that's fucking cool.
I mean, our phones do it.
Exactly. And the other big question, though, that I've been seeing is that Sony in general has been very, very flaky on their backwards compatibility now.
Yeah, now it's not PS3 included, but before they said PS3 was included.
Right. Well, because remember we put out a few episodes back, we showed everybody the patents that were out there, kind of like showing that PlayStation at least is in the works of putting PS1, PS2, and PS3 games backwards compatible into like a cloud potentially.
Right.
So, but that's fine. But like now with the PS4, for example, people are again, PS3 through PS1, it's kind of up in the air, but like you were saying, PS3 was potentially there, but now it's basically at this point not going to happen, or at least not right away. But actually, I don't know if you saw this either, but on a Ubisoft support page, someone said the backwards compatibility for PlayStation 3, 2, and 1 will not happen, period. After somebody like asked if that was going to happen with some of their games, because with PS4, backward compatible games, it's not going to be every PS4 game. I don't know if you know that or not. Rumors that I'm hearing, it's only going to, like, the first rumor was it was going to be only a few of the top 100 best games, but then that example was used by a Sony exec just as an example, so people still aren't sure as to which games will fully be backwards compatible and which ones won't. Okay. So keep that in mind. It's not going to be, my guess, it's not going to be every game. It's going to be, like, my guess is going to be at least some of the top 100 for sure, and kind of however many else, because I don't know how difficult it's going to be for them. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. I honestly...
But it was really funny, though, is when somebody took a screenshot of Ubisoft replying back saying that, yep, 3, 2, and 1 aren't going to happen. And an hour later, that whole post was deleted by Ubisoft.
Man, they're just
fucking... I know, right? Like, they are... They're fucking killing it.
God. Can you just do less, Ubisoft?
I don't even know. Oh, my God. It's like... I honestly don't know. Like, it's so funny to me how they're just like somebody somewhere was just like... Not gonna happen, dude. And then it was probably some like shit intern just trying to fuck with somebody, and then their boss was like, "You idiot!" Quickly, like, delete it, and they're like, "Ah, oh, fuck."
People saw that.
That. Oh man, yeah, that's good stuff, though. But yeah, hopefully, I hope most games are backwards compatible. To be honest, like, I mean, I already got. I already pre-ordered the Call of Duty Cold War cross-gen, like I mentioned, so I'm good there. I'm good there regardless. Oh, I don't know if you saw this, but Resident Evil show has been finalized for production on Netflix. It's going to start production, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I have something to watch.
I see you, like, typing it in, checking it out. Oh my God, there it is. What else we got here? Kind of as we're winding down a little bit. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. So So as we're starting to make our way more into the YouTube channel, and I want to start doing some live streaming and stuff, we obviously have NHL at this point, but I wanted to know from your end, what would be another game you think we could pull off to, like, at least try to live stream? Because even though it might not show both of us, at least one of us could have the stream going. You know,
right. Fall Guys.
We could do Fall Guys. Dude, I've got a couple more trophies on that one. I think I won an episode. I almost want to just quit. I'm about done with it. If we want to play it together, fine. Otherwise, I'm just fucking done with it. Infuriates me. The controls are ridiculous. I don't know. Do you have that's another thing I wanted to ask. Do you have like any recommendations for games for anybody? Or like at least for me? Like
that's what I'm thinking of.
Recommendation for me to start playing, maybe? I just downloaded Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's on my PS4 now. I'm gonna hopefully start that.
I'm not gonna lie, all I'm thinking about is Tony Hawk.
Well, I don't wanna go buy like a brand new game.
No, it came out last week.
Again, a brand new game. I don't want to buy something that's $60.
Oh. It's $50.
I want to buy something that's $50 right now.
I don't know, man. Let me think. You put me on the spot. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you come to fucking work, get ready. Put you on the spot.
What?
This is shit. Bitch, you come here to work, you come ready.
Oh, you're going to come. You better come correct.
You're going to hit the king. You better kill the king.
I just watched that episode right after you.
It's fantastic.
Episode. Not on purpose, just by
fantastic.
Chance.
Family Guy, if you want us to be on, shouting it out to you guys. Seth, we'd love to be there.
Oh my god,
dude, how crazy would that be? Who are you guys? The Midwest Meltdown. Fuck you.
How does this feel to be on a major network? For
fuck you. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. So stupid. All right, it's time to say goodbye.
All right, we're getting too into our daydreams here. Really quick before we go, I actually want to give two quick shout-outs. One to Beaver Does Movies. Thanks for having me on the other week. That was absolutely awesome with Mike and James. Josh, you weren't there. We talked mad shit about you the whole time. It was awesome.
Oh, geez, he really
I mean, it wasn't like making fun of, but we were like, oh, this bitch isn't here because he thinks he's better than us.
I think I was at work.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were on a date.
Yes, I don't think so.
You said, nope, I remember you had a date to go on that night because I was like, oh, dude, they want to record today. You're like, I can't. I got plans. And let me tell you, if you had work, you wouldn't say that.
Work is nope. My date.
You like can't get out of this one.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, Beaver Does Movies. Check these guys out. Mike and James, they're super funny. Again, go check out our last episode. We talked about Hitman Agent 47, which, dude, let me tell you, that movie sucks. That movie's garbage. And also, at the end of this episode, stick around. We will be doing a promo for Pretty Nice Podcast. And let me tell you, pretty nice.
Were you up all night writing that one?
Yes, actually. I got to bed around 3:30. Damn it! No, I was doing Eastern time! Yes! Loophole!
Okay, makes sense.
Loophole! Yes! Yes, winner. Yeah, again, pretty nice podcast. Go check out two best friends, Mariah and Andre. Basically, they're like us. Again, two best friends shooting the shit. Actually, I think they're also cross country from what I can remember. But instead of talking, really, they kind of just talk about whatever. They got life. They got, you know, Corona, jobs, this, that. Go check them out. Very funny, very enjoyable. Again, that's Pretty Nice Podcast. Stick around afterwards, and we'll run a promo for them. So, Josh, anything else?
I got nothing else.
Chris?
Meg?
Nope. All right. See you, folks.
Sláinte.
Hey everyone, I'm Andre.
And I'm Mariah.
And we're the hosts of Pretty Nice,
the weekly podcast where we talk anything and everything.
Like horoscopes.
Why rain is the worst.
our favorite Broadway musicals,
the best songs of all time,
embarrassing Facebook photos,
elevator etiquette,
breakfast revolutions,
and a whole bunch of other nonsense.
If you love a podcast that feels like you're kicking back with your BFFs or just hanging out and chatting with friends, Pretty Nice is for you.
You can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Buzzsprout, or your preferred podcatcher.
We're also online at prettynicepodcast.com, on Instagram at prettynicepodcast, Twitter at prettynicepod, and Facebook at prettynicepodcast.
Bye! Bye.